Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today here on 100.9 WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're welcoming to our program this week from the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service, the Extension Director, Bill Hanlon. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well, Bill. Thanks for joining us.
Doing very well.
We have an interesting topic and something that I've noticed in a lot of other people as well. We're going to talk some about, and I think I'm talking about the same thing you're going to talk about, and that's that webworm stuff that we're seeing on all the trees across the region. Fill us in on that. What's going on with it this year, Bill?
Okay, this is actually, they're called fall webworms, which is kind of appropriate, although it's still summer. And some years they're bad, some years they're not so bad, but this seems to be a particularly bad year. And they tend to, the moth tends to lay her eggs on certain types of trees. Most often it's either the wild cherries we have or weeping cherries, but they'll lay their eggs on other things. And as the caterpillars feed, they'll form this webbing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're seeing. And if you look real close inside, if you want to, there's a large number of caterpillars feeding in that area.
Large number, yeah.
Yes.
Is there any particular rhyme or reason why they pick a certain tree, do you know, or is it just natural for them, or what?
There seem to be some preferences of trees that they'll prefer, but for instance, I got a call from a lady today that said that she had them on her blueberries, which is kind
really?
Of unusual. So,
wow. So
there's some they prefer, but they may pick anything.
Any port in the storm, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
What exactly are they? What are we seeing?
Well, it's a caterpillar,
okay.
And they form that webbing kind of as a defensive mechanism to prevent predators from feeding on them and things like that. So as they feed, they'll keep forming that webbing, and you'll notice over time that webbing will get bigger and bigger and bigger, and eventually they'll crawl down from the tree and form a cocoon, and then next year they'll emerge and do the same thing.
Okay, now I'm assuming they can damage the tree.
They can. Now, the large trees, probably not.
Right.
The damage that they'll do on large trees, pretty insignificant.
Okay.
Other than you have an unsightly mess, that's a lot of people don't like the webbing and things like that.
Yeah.
But if you have a small tree, a young tree, or, for instance, the lady with the blueberries, mm-hmm. they can build up and actually defoliate the entire plant.
Yeah.
And in which case they can obviously weaken the plant.
Is there something we can do to prevent them, or should we prevent them?
Well, there's really nothing you can do to prevent them. You know, if you spray early in the season with an insecticide, you can probably take them out pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But some years they're really, really bad, and some years they're not. So you kind of be taking a shot in the dark by applying pesticides. So I usually tell people to wait and see, and the younger the webbing, the better control you're going to get.
Right.
I don't recommend it on large trees, but for instance, this lady with the blueberries, I would recommend that she either remove the webbing by hand and the caterpillars by hand, or spray with something.
Right. Okay. We're talking with Bill Hanlon. Bill's the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Director. We're talking about the fall webworm, those webbings that you see on lots of trees, a lot of them this year, and mm-hmm. the fact what they are and what they do, and that if it's on the large trees, don't worry about it so much, but the smaller ones, the potential for some damage. So try and maybe take care of that early, as you say, Bill.
Some people want to burn the webbing out, and we don't recommend that because you'll actually damage the tree.
Sure. Yeah, you could just, I've done this, you just sort of get a stick or something and get in there and wrap it around it sort of and get rid of it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit, too, about the bagworms. What are we talking about there?
Okay, well, bagworms, the calls I've been getting are confusing the webbing with bagworms. Bagworms look like tiny pine cones almost, and it's a caterpillar.
Mm-hmm.
It forms that bag while it's feeding.
Okay.
And usually you'll find them most prevalently on Leyland cypress.
Ah, okay. Yes.
Yeah. And they'll form this little bag, and it looks like a little pine cone, and they'll feed, and they'll carry that again for protection. But they can do a lot of damage also.
Okay.
And it's important that if you do have bagworms, that you try to do some control now before they form their cocoon.
Oh, okay. So you can see they'll start, the limbs will start to die that they're on, right?
Yeah, they'll actually strip the limbs. They'll build up into really large numbers. You can have thousands per tree. if left untreated, and they can actually kill a Leyland cypress if left.
Now you treat you treat for the bagworms how, Bill?
Well, if you only have a few, my recommendation is to pull them off by hand and dispose of them.
Mm-hmm.
If they form their cocoon, you have to cut them off.
Oh, okay.
So that's the difference.
Okay.
Now, you can also spray an insecticide before they form that cocoon,
mm-hmm.
and kill them that way. But once they form that cocoon, a pesticide won't touch them.
That's I would guess that's probably pretty true for the fall webworm as well as the bagworms, right? Once the cover is
that's true for almost any insect that forms a cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
Once they form that cocoon, there's no pesticides that's actually going to take care of.
The bagworm, big problem this year as the webworms are?
I haven't had as many calls on those,
mm-hmm.
but bagworms will feed on a wide variety of plants, but the calls I get are normally on Leyland cypress.
Right.
And they're not as sporadic as a problem. They're usually a constant problem.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, I would say it's about the same as I've had in past years.
Oh, okay. If folks have any questions about the fall webworms, the bagworms, or anything we talked about today, they can call you at your office, right, Bill?
They can, and my number is 336-651-7333.
Okay, and you do not have a protective cocoon around you, do you?
No, you can reach me anytime.
Okay. Bill Hanlon, the Extension Director for the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service, thank you for joining us. As always, a pleasure, my friend, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.